from the Cook Islands is Nick Henry, who's the General Manager at Te Manu Beach Resort on the island of Aitutaki. Welcome to the program. Kia ora.
Kia ora, kia ora. Good morning, Philippa. Thank you for having me on the program.
So the big question, are you ready?
Oh, yes, we're definitely ready. We've been ready and waiting for some months now. Fortunately, at Te Manu Beach, we've had our restaurant open 7 days a week since October. It's been a struggle relying solely on local travel. Fortunately, every weekend we get a few coming in from Rarotonga to Aitutaki. So it's kept us afloat. And of course, with the government wage subsidy, that's meant that at our resort, we've managed to keep all of our employees fully employed, you know, throughout this 15-month period.
Well, when it comes to workers, as we heard before with that lady who ran the surf shop, I mean, we have been hearing that while Cook Islands have been able to come to New Zealand, but previously to the two-way bubble opening, that some staff have chosen to leave. Your business sounds all right. What about those around you? Have they lost staff to New Zealand during the lockdown?
Yes, they have. There's been, quite a number of workers here and one or two businesses that have closed down, and their owners have moved to New Zealand for work opportunities. So there'll be a number of lagoon tour operators, for example, here that have lost some of their key guides who are going down for seasonal work. I think the upside is, at the moment, what we're seeing is it is a gradual increase. So, you know, it's not like there's 500 people rolling onto the island in a day or two. For Aitutaki, I know that we've got quite a slow movement for May. For example, our hotel, we've got just 5 bookings for the rest of this month to date. And then we're around 30% for June, and then we're getting up to almost 60% for July, which is very exciting.
And what about those flights? We know they're also not at the levels they were previous to the pandemic. Are you hoping, or have you heard any sign that Air New Zealand will plan to increase them over time?
At this point, I haven't heard any official position that they will increase, but I would expect that as demand increases, Air New Zealand would. We're very fortunate they're putting on the Dreamliner. Prior to that, we were being serviced by domestic aircraft, the A320, I think it was. In the heyday of 2019 and early 2020, we were receiving around 30 flights a week. And so now we're down to 7. So, you know, it's less than 30%. So for us to achieve almost a 60% occupancy, that's a lot. That's double what I anticipated, put it that way.
Well, all the best when things start to open up, and hope those tourists start turning up in Aitutaki and things improve for you.